Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I'm excited. I've been feeling really great about the podcast lately. It's cool to have a video element. If you've never watched the video before, you can go onto youtube.com/LexiLombard or search Lexi Lombard in the search bar on YouTube, and you will find it. I'm in a cute little green halter top. I get a little dressed up. I have lip liner on. Things are different. Things are growing. However, if you are an audio-only girly, that's totally fine. I'm here everywhere you listen to podcasts every single week. And then if you do love the show and you want more content, I've recently started a Patreon, and the Patreon has taken number one spot for my favorite platform on the internet. I cannot believe it took me so long to become a creator on there. I love having a closed, tight-knit membership space. One of the things I offer is every single week when I record the podcast, I will give extra, more personal stories as an extended episode to the Patreon. And then if you're part of the video tier on there, then you get the video. And then I also do old school YouTube style videos. For example, before last week's episode, I needed to energize myself and I was discussing what was going on in my head prior to recording the episode. So a little bit more behind the scenes content. So if you're a fan of the show, I would love to have you explore wherever you see fit. As for the video element, it really has had me inspired to potentially bring on guests. So if there is someone you think would make a great guest for the show, if you're watching on YouTube, yeah, leave me a comment with who you think throughout listening to the episodes would make a great guest. I was brainstorming yesterday people who I think would be really fun on the show. I was exploring all different facets. I was going to some of my favorite restaurants and maybe speaking to the owner, some of my favorite authors, of course, other internet personalities and creators here on social media, as well as more traditional entertainment of actors and musicians, people of all ages. I do not want to limit myself. I want to bring people on. I also have an astrologer that I'm interested in, or specifically I'm interested in her astrocartography. I think that would be fascinating to bring on. Let me look at my list. In it, we have political figures, a DJ, an actor, a musician, someone who I know from my personal life that I find fascinating, another musician, an author, internet creators, a chef, a manifestation coach, an owner of a brand that I love, a Nike athlete that I love following, a makeup artist, the astrocartographer, a proper household A-list celebrity. And I'd love to have maybe a Love Island contestant. And then I was thinking that Call Her Daddy just had on Rob. I've been watching the USA Love Island and the UK Love Island. I've never been one for reality TV, except for the game show ones. I do love Survivor. I grew up watching Survivor, Big Brother, The Amazing Race. I've never been one really for Real Housewives or Bachelor Nation, but I have been converted into a Love Island viewer. And I've seen Australia, I've seen UK, and I've seen US now. And Rob, I started watching last week, so I'm definitely not in the know of his personality, but my God, visually, that man is stunning. And I love a Southern man. I love an outdoorsy guy. I love someone a little sensitive. As I said, I didn't even watch all the show, and then everything that we know is obviously all from a television show, but visually. And then there's a guy, Miguel. Why did I say that? Strange. And he's beautiful. He looks like a fairy. He looks, stunning. Stunning. And then in the UK season, who have I thought was attractive? I thought Joey Essex was so hot, but I've watched too many episodes of the season that I truly don't even think that I would even sleep with this man. Visually, at first, I'm like, you know how people like tall, dark, and handsome? I love a tan skin brunette boy, especially a shaved head. I love a buzz cut. So this guy walks into Love Island UK and he has a buzz cut and tan skin and blue eyes and his hair is light brown. And I'm looking at my roommate, I'm like, this is the epitome of who I think is a hot guy. Like, it's giving Chad Michael Murray, Channing Tatum in She's the Man. This is the man that I drool over. And I don't know. I know too much now. He's also apparently a quite famous reality star in the UK. And that. See, that's another thing. It's hard to take finding someone hot on TV is Reality 4, is that really your type? Because is my type of man the type of man that would go on reality TV? I don't know that. That's another question in itself. But I would love to interview a guy or a girl from these shows and just see what the experience is like. How do you prepare for this? Do you feel as insane on the show as people would imagine? Because for those that don't know the premise, you're put in a house, you don't have access to your phone, your family, your friends, you can't communicate with anyone other than who's in the house, and you're coupled up with different people each week, and people get voted out. There's challenges, and the challenges really put you to the test. There's also different events. Oh, you're sent away to another house, you're separated, and that's where it's called Casa Amor. It's the love house where people potentially cheat, and then it's a question of loyalty. Were you guys even together? It really tests your emotions, and it's kind of a fun time. It's the thing I will say, though, is that there are a lot of episodes. I think there's an episode almost every day, if not every day. So it's quite a commitment. But if you are someone who likes TV, it's a daily treat. I don't know. I'm not really great at TV, to be honest. I was thinking about this recently. My view of watching TV or a movie is a social activity. If I'm watching a movie, I'm watching TV, I'm not doing it to wind down like other people are. I'm doing it as a means of connecting. When I'm watching a movie, I went to the movie theater last week by myself. I saw Kinds of Kindness, and it's a long movie, and I was by myself, and I kept thinking, I wish I brought a friend. I have so many side comments I want to be whispering in their ear. And if you're the type of person that doesn't like talking during movies, okay, don't watch a movie with me, because I want to point out the things that I like, that I don't like, what I'm predicting. I'm there to watch this movie together. It's not a solo experience for me. I also find that when I'm by myself, I never watch TV. I do watch YouTube. For some reason, that feels different. But TV and movies in particular, I like watching with others. And I think I may be in the minority for that. I was answering a question last week or the week before. How would I raise my kids, or what are rules I'm going to have for my kids? And the TV is not going to play a major part in the household. I hope that I end up with someone that also doesn't love TV. As I said, I'm in the minority. I know people love TV. I don't even want a TV in my living room. I'm not interested in that. The TV doesn't have a very positive impact on me. It wastes a lot of my time. I get sucked into it, and then I don't feel satisfied or energized after, but I also don't feel relaxed, which I think is often the goal. Yeah, I have a strange relationship with the television. I hear myself talk, I swear. I hear the things out of my mouth. But to round out that's an idea for a guest, and if you have any other ideas for guests, put a comment down below or shoot me a message. Comment would probably be the easiest way. And that will drive you to the YouTube channel. Yes. Also, there's no ad reads on the YouTube channel yet because it's so new. So no brands know about it. I think the views are, it's still a beginning baby project. So that could be a perk. Also, Patreon has no ad reads. Not that ad reads, I think, are even annoying. I oftentimes, when listening to a podcast, kind of like the ad reads, and maybe that's because I'm a podcast host, so I like hearing how other people go about it, and I like hearing how they do it. I like watching people make sponsor content, and as I just said, it could be because I make my own as well, so I like seeing how other people approach it. For example, I have an upcoming Instagram reel I'm making for a beverage brand, and I just saw someone that I follow post a reel for the same beverage brand, and I liked watching it because my ideas were nothing like that, and I love what they came up with. I'm also working with Glossier this week, which is so exciting to me. I can say that because I'm on contract, right? I want to be more transparent about upcoming brand deals. I feel like most creators don't talk about that, but why can't I? Why can't I tell you that this summer I'm on contract to make a reel for a car brand? That I'm very excited for. Oh my God. I don't know if this is real or in my dream last night. It's not Volkswagen, but either backlogged in my memory or in my dream, people were partnering with Volkswagen. I'd love to partner with Volkswagen. I don't know if that's real or not. Or Jeep. I would love to partner with Jeep. That would be so fun. If Jeep gave me a Wrangler to go explore California with, oh my God, dream. I love a road trip. one of my best friends who lives in another country halfway across the world is in LA this week, and she is my road trip bestie. So I think we're going to try to go on one. But with this car brand deal, I'm also doing a road trip. So that's cool. Really excited. Which is why I had to get my driver's license. And I failed the driving test. I talked about that before. I didn't pass it until my third attempt. Granted, there were some roadblocks, no pun intended. But I got there. So that's coming up. And then Glossier, I'm going to do a little sunset blush. Who else is on the list? Should I see? Happy Mammoth, who has been supporting this show for almost a year, if not more. They wanted Instagram content as well. And they're a predominantly female-run supplement brand. And they have great products for gut health and vaginal health. Fantastic products for females. They have Hormone Harmony, which is like a multivitamin that also helps with your hormones. If you're on birth control, obviously check with your doctor. But they also have Hormone Harmony Plus. That's really cool. This is not the ad read. I'm just happy to be working with them. And then, oh, and then I worked with Free People this summer. I love working with brands that I know. I recently switched managements, and it has been one of the best decisions that I've ever made. And I'm almost kicking myself for not leaving a previous management sooner, because the connections that my current management has, I, for example, when signing with them, gave them a list of 10 brands I dream to work with. 10 out of 10 brands, they said, oh, we can shoot an email to them this week. And they did, and they pitched me. Whereas I had pitched those brands to my last management, and they definitely gave me a response like, oh, how cool would that be? That would be so amazing. Let's see if we can find an email somewhere and get connected with them. Whereas this current management was like, oh, yeah, let me just text Sarah right now. Like, just not only did they know them, they had a personal connect there. And we're like, we can do this as soon as today. I love that by the end of summer, I'll be able to say that this summer I worked with Saint Tropez, Free People, Glossier, and Hyundai. That's so sick. That's so cool. So if you see my sponsor content, you got a little sneak peek at it right now. I'm going to film the Glossier when I get home today. Ah, I like that. I think it's really fun. It's a challenge because I'm a one-man show. When I'm recording the podcast, I don't need to get anything checked by anyone else. But when recording or creating content that involves someone else or a brand, it's like, let's see if I can make something that they're also down with. It's a very loose form of collaboration, but I don't even know if that's why I like it. I'd have to marinate on the concept more to see why it excites me. I don't know. Maybe also payday. That's got to play a factor into it as well, which is great. In this economy, in this day and age, did you see? Joe dropped out. He resigned. Kamala's in. I love that Kamala and her PR team are allowing her to go full internet brain rot, brat summer. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? Let's do it as the Hot to Go Chapel Roan remix. COCONUT. You think you just fell out a tree? Like, oh, there's the internet. May save us this election. May potentially save us this election. Who knows? Because we weren't sure if we were going to win with Sleepy Joe. Well, we win with Miss Harris. Only time will tell. Also, does that mean that we're going to have a first lord instead of a first lady? Is that what's happening? That would be fun. What a time in history. Even just the standalone facts of a woman of color running the country, kind of sexy. Kind of love that. That's been on the mind. Wow, I needed a breath. I don't think I've been breathing enough recently. I was super sleepy. I'm about to get my period, so I've been PMSing, and my PMS week is always considerably more heinous than the actual bleed itself. The lead up is hard, and then I swear, I always start bleeding, or I like get my period right on or right around the full moon, and I swear the full moon exhaust me. I need 10 hours of sleep on the full moon. Whereas the new moon, I am beep bopping around. I have a spring in my feet. I am jumping. I have a literal pep in my step, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. I feel as if for the last 6 days, my eyelids haven't fully opened. They're open, but they don't feel like they're open. I also think the amount of alcohol, the quantity and the frequency, has impacted my energy levels. I've definitely drinking less alcohol this year than any year since I was probably 15. So wow, over a decade. That's crazy to think about. And the hangovers, they're so different. My hangovers are so different. Of course, if I'm drinking a really high quantity, then I will be physically ill. But I also feel mentally ill. And it normally comes 2 to 3 days after. Sometimes it's the day after. But I'll wake up feeling okay. And then around 5 p.m., I start to panic. A panic hour hits and I lose my self-esteem. I lose the faith I have in my relationship. Suddenly they feel all so weak and I feel very unsure and anxious about my stance in the world. And I start questioning everything and I find my heart racing and that's not worth it. That's not worth it. I went out last Thursday night and I drank so much. You know, I had a little pre-drink at my house, then my friend and I went out and got a martini. The martini at Jones, they kind of give you two, because you get a shaker with it, so you definitely get a refill. And then I had another martini at the bar, and then I had a vodka Red Bull. That's a traumatizing order for a Thursday when you have no real plans. What? A pre-drink and two martinis, that's plenty. That's plenty. I also knew that my night was winding down, but there had to be some subconscious that was speaking and said, no, this night can last. My friend next to me, I'll take a beer. Me, vodka Red Bull. No. Yes, apparently. And then I left the venue and I walked across Hollywood Boulevard by myself, down some streets to another party, had a table where I had vodka orange juice. A screwdriver? I don't think I've had that since that was the first alcohol that ever made me throw up. I was chugging vodka and orange juice. And that's when I had my first makeout. Love you, Patrick. I don't think I've ever really wanted vodka orange juice since. So the fact that that's what I chose for myself, not that many people were home upstairs, is what it's feeling like. And then I ended up in an Uber with some friends and we went to a karaoke bar and I took a shot and sang Goodbye Earl. Earl had to die. Then I woke up in the morning so angry. Like yelled at my roommate. I'm like, that was so stupid. I didn't have to do that. Now my Friday is ruined because of my stupid decisions last night. I was so angry. And then I went out Friday night. No, I went out Saturday night. I ruined Friday for myself. Friday, I was ruined. That's where I started having my mental health issue. It was bad. I went downstairs to my friend and I was sitting on the floor with my back against the door. He's like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm about to lose it. And I told my friends, next time I'm feeling that bad, just tell me to go to the reservoir, put down a park blanket and just start reading. And that's exactly what I did. And the fresh air helped immensely. Things that help hangovers. We're going to start with the most miserable, but most effective. A cold shower. I know you don't want to take it. Even if it's not freezing cold, it's just colder, it's gonna help. Second one, a smoothie. It's hydrating, it's refreshing. Add some protein powder, some vegetables, get some nutrients in there. Your body will thank you. Three, fresh air. Get outside, find a breeze, sit under a tree, go take a park blanket, out to the park, start reading. Your self-esteem will rise. Of course, if you're nauseous, we're not talking about this. We're talking about when you've passed the peak of the hangover and you just feel like shit about yourself. This is what you do. You get your ass to the park. Leaving your house might seem like a voyage. You can walk to the park. You can drive to the park. get yourself into a breeze, in the sun or under a tree, and start reading. The breeze is good for the soul. The breeze is good for the body. The reading is good to distract your mind and boost your self-esteem. Alternative option, bring a journal. Let those thoughts fly free. So I went to the park. And then my friend and I decided we need to eat food. We have to eat food. But we were both hungover from the previous night, so we had one brain cell. So it started with, let's get Italian. But the Italian restaurant that we wanted to go to has randomly become really popular, and it's very hard to get into, so that became a no-go. Then I said I wanted steak. Korean barbecue was a suggestion, but I've never actually been to Korean barbecue, so I didn't know what to do. And I was going on infatuation, which is normally where I find my information about restaurants, but it was overwhelming because there's a slew of Korean barbecue restaurants, and they're already so similar, but maybe so different because I know nothing about it. It was hard to decipher. Oh, do I want a place with really good pork? Like, is that important to me? I don't know. Do I want to cook it myself or have it cooked for me? I don't know. What is more fun? What's going to taste better? So Korean barbecue became a no-go. I was overwhelmed. And he's like, I have steak at home. We can cook. So that's amazing. So we were going to go to the grocery store and get things to cook. But then suddenly I had to develop a menu and my brain was on its last leg. I had one brain cell left. It's amazing that I was operating heavy machinery because for me to figure out what two sides would go great with a steak or how we wanted to marinate the steak. And then on top of that, the amount of time that it would take to cook, I just didn't know if I could do that. But we didn't decide that until we were on the way to the grocery store. But then this grocer was on the way to the Galleria, and this somehow turned into a Brandy Melville trip. And then on the way to Brandy Melville, it was no, we're wasting our time. Then it turned into Thai food, and we drove to a restaurant in Hollywood, and it was too crowded. So then we ended up at Woon. And that last brain cell was like, help, I can't do this for you much more. But Woon was really good. It's in just south of Silver Lake. I forget what neighborhood it's in, but it's really great. We got a ton of food. We ordered probably half the menu, and it was $80. Split between two people. So good. And everything, I have leftovers in my fridge. That sounds really good. So Friday was turned around, and I went to bed, and Saturday was a play day. My friend came upstairs, and my roommate and I, we hung out on the deck, and we played charades, and we read tarot cards, and we played games on the computer, and laid in the sun, and I read. It was just a wholesome, relaxing day. And then a friend was having a party at a hotel, which sounded like fun, but my brain was like, please, please, we can't handle alcohol. So I decided to go out and I didn't drink and I had a way better time. Because if the people at the party you're enjoying and the music is good, the space is good, you honestly, of course, have alcohol if you want it. But if a party's actually great, alcohol is not necessary. I had such a good time socializing, dancing, mingling, and I woke up Sunday morning so grateful to the good Lord above me. Thank you for giving me the strength. I woke up Sunday morning and I went to the farmer's market and I had a lovely Sunday of cleaning and prepping, and I cooked and I cleaned and I went on a long walk and I read. And then I woke up Monday morning bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, even though I still feel like my eyelids are heavy. But that's besides the point. Or maybe that is the point, that just one night this week, one night of heavy drinking ruined me. And I'm only 28. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when I'm 38. I simply don't know. And I have a birthday tonight at a wine bar. But a glass of wine, even though my body kind of hates wine, but I actually don't get that hungover when I go to this place. I think they have a good selection of wine. California has an incredible selection of wine. I think California has made me a wine snob and a produce snob. And I don't even know much about wine. I just like the options they have here. It's really good. And that's what's been going on with me. So let's get into your questions. I ask every single week on Instagram. This week I asked for slightly juicier ones. So let's get into them, but first, a word from today's sponsors. If you have hormone imbalance, clap your hands. a lot of us have it. You know, we're girls, we're learning more about hormone health every single day, every single year. And I love that we're finally getting this information because knowledge is power. And if this is something that's been on your mind, Happy Mammoth has a supplement called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony has been marketed initially to women going through menopause, but it is not just for women going through menopause. It supports hormone balance, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels. It promotes healthy weight loss, curbs carb cravings, improves sleep quality, helps with irritability, enhances the body's adaptation to stress, and supports mental function. It's free from gluten, dairy, soy, and sugar. It's non-GMO, and there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. So for a limited time, if you want to get 15% off your entire first order, go to happymammoth.com and use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Lexi for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Unless you're on Patreon or YouTube. There are so many juicy questions in this group. I already can tell a lot of them involve people. For example, a lot of these questions are about my ex-boyfriend who is now married with a child with one of my best friends, or I guess old best friends, which that's a story that I have been silent about publicly all but one time. And I will one day make an episode on that experience because I still to this day get questions on it more often than I would like to admit. If you were around for that, that had to have happened maybe 2017, then you're probably one of these people that are asking questions. I thought it would blow over, but it's wild that I still get as many questions about it as I do. And even within this, I would say there has to be at least 30 or 40 questions in this that have to do with that. Yeah, maybe that would be more of a Patreon, or maybe that would be an entire episode and then I could release it on the Patreon, like a full episode. Let's start with a different question. La 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 Marcia asked, did you quit YouTube? I did not quit YouTube. Because these episodes go up on YouTube every week now. Amic asked, do you have any good friends that are religious, Christians, etc.? Great question. No. I actually had a really dear friend of mine stop being friends with me once she became very religious. So much so that she invited my parents to her wedding and not me. My parents went. I was like, oh man, it really is like that. Oh no. Claire Mahoney 1 asked, do you feel famous? No. And especially in a place like Los Angeles, certainly not. Schwicky asked, did your ex-boyfriend cheat on you? I ultimately am not sure. I would like to believe not. I would like to believe not, but I am truly not sure. I do not think so. I do not hope so, but I do not know. What is it like having really famous friends? Thinking like Phineas. Phineas is an interesting case because I met him as Claudia's boyfriend, and I don't think that he had hit the fame that he definitely wasn't even close to the fame that he has now. I think of Phineas as Claudia's boyfriend, you know what I mean? Oh, that's my girl's man. except for that he just has so many awards and Grammys in his house. But besides that, it's all super fairly normal. Like, Phineas's energy is wealthy young professional. It's not like, ugh, that's Phineas O'Connell. Different celebrities handle their wealth and fame in very different ways. Like, some people really lean into it and they get all the fancy things and they go all the fancy places and everything is extravagant and extra and beyond and showy. And some people are not as interested in that. And I would say that the quote, I'm not friends with very many famous people that live this very... Of course, you could argue, but it's probably not nearly as extravagant as you may think. Satyoka asked, you probably answer this all the time, but how do you keep such a positive outlook on life? Part of it is natural, and I have to say that first and foremost. And then a lot of it is practiced. I'll also admit to that. I lean generally a little bit more optimistic than the average person, but I've seen shit hit the fans so many times in such a serious way in the first 2 decades of my life that when shit doesn't hit the fan, I have gratitude for those days. And the worse a situation gets, the worse of a situation I experience, it makes any minor inconvenience really feel like a minor inconvenience. It definitely has kept me from being a dramatic person. Not to sound condescending, but it's like, oh honey, like, I'm so sorry you got that parking ticket. No, that is unfair. Whereas I'm like, ugh, sometimes a parking ticket is the least of your problems. And then when a parking ticket is the most of my problems, I think my lucky stars. This is as bad as it is right now. I can handle that. I also saw Inside Out 2 recently, and the joy character inside me is definitely front and center. Of course, we all have all of our emotions inside of us. I'm not exclusively running on joy, but joy is definitely first in line more often than not. Jessica Fraser asked, what's your favorite place you've traveled to? I love Spain. I love Madrid. I love Santander. I also love Bilbao. I also love Paris. I love France. I love Hawaii. I love Virginia. There are so many other places I want to go. I've never been to South America. There's so much more of Europe that I haven't seen. I did really like Thailand. I like Southeast Asia. I would definitely go back there. There's a lot of places I've traveled, but a lot of places I want to travel. I really want to go to Switzerland. I've seen a few people I follow online go this summer, and it's really just cranked up the interest even more. I also want to go to the Nordic countries. I want to see Sweden and Norway and Finland. Spain in particular has probably the number one spot in my heart. But also, France really is up there. I've been to Madrid 3 or 4 times, and I've been to Paris also 3 or 4 times. So I feel like I'm most comfortable in those places. So they probably have the first 2 spots. Jessica Fraser also wants to know, what's my favorite board game? I love Catan. I haven't played it in a while because the friends I've been hanging out with don't play it. Maybe I should teach them. I'm friends with a lot of people that don't like to play games, and that is not a deal breaker, obviously, because I've maintained these friendships, but it is mildly frustrating. I do love a game, and I love that my lesser game-playing friends played games with me on Saturday, because I also like to host a game night. I love to host a small gathering. I love hosting a little dinner party, a game night. I feel really comfortable with that. Oh, last summer the summer of game nights? No, it had to be 2 years ago. This doesn't matter to you. I'm so sorry. But there was one summer where we were hosting a ton of game nights. And then I also love dinner parties. I had friends over yesterday and had a burger night, which if you get groceries on Sunday and you want to do something social during the week, I highly recommend inviting a couple friends over and cooking for them, because that way you get to use your groceries. They don't go to waste, because sometimes I bought 3 heads of romaine. I didn't think I would go through 3 heads of romaine by myself, but if I'm having a burger night and there's 4 people eating, I'm going to go through more of that romaine. Chop up that onion. Oh, we sauteed some onions, grilled corn, tried to make smash burgers. They were more just regular burgers. It was hard to get them that thin and not break apart. I had gotten some ground beef at the farmer's market, so it tasted really good. And then I made chocolate chip cookies. I also had slices of watermelon. It was nice. I really enjoyed getting to do something social on a Monday, getting to use my groceries, and getting to have a nice meal. I would definitely continue that tradition. I love the idea of a Sunday night dinner, but a Monday night dinner is also fun. And that's all to answer my favorite board game. I also like guessing games like Taboo or Listicles. I'm not really fabulous at the lying games like Chameleon or There's Another One. That's similar where everyone knows what a certain word is except for one person in the circle. And the person who doesn't know has to try to bullshit their way through looking like they know the word without getting caught that they don't know the word. I'm just not incredible at those games. Lying is not the easiest one for me. Gabby asked, do you ever get nervous you won't meet the one? If I haven't found them by the time I'm 45, sure. Maybe I'll start getting nervous. But my mom didn't meet my dad until she was maybe 32. So that gives me at least 4 more years. I think a lot of women compare, there has to be a study behind this, that we compare our marriage and childbirth timeline to our mom. And my mom got married in her 30s and had me when she was 34. So I haven't even hit the stage of feeling nervous or anxious. Of course, little me wanted to be a young mom. Well, actually, little me did not want to be a mom. Little me did not want to have kids. But I think there is something really endearing about being a mom in your early 20s. But I actually have a lot of gratitude for the fact that I am childless right now. Want to stay childless a little longer. Want to get my money up. I want to be in a serious, committed, understanding relationship. Yeah, I'm not nervous that I won't meet the one. I really do believe that will happen. It's just a matter of, I don't know, the stars aligning. I'm not really sure what it's a matter of, but I'm not nervous. Elena wants to know, how did your mother's passing make you feel about your own in the future? My mom's passing was not my first immediate loved one's passing. My mom was really sick growing up, and my parents also worked a lot. So both my grandparents on my mom and my dad's side were heavily involved in my raising. So it felt like I had 6 parents, not 2. And my grandpa and I were like this. That was my man. That was my man. He understood me on such a spiritual level. Like, we were cut from the same cloth. I do not know. He was just one of those people. When you have those friends where you can always look at them and you know that you guys are thinking the same thing. From a young age, we had always been like that. We were always seeing eye to eye. And he passed when I was in 8th grade. And that was when I really was like, oh, wow. Like, realization of death. Even though I actually was having panic attacks about that as a 6 and 7 year old. And I had to see a therapist over it because I was having panic attacks at my grandparents' house, just overwhelmed by the entire process of life. 6 years old, having an existential crisis, having to go into therapy about it. But I'm fine now. I'm fine now. Don't you worry. I am therapized. We're good these days. I got it fixed early. So honestly, my mom's passing was heavy in its own way, but it didn't actually impact how I felt about my own mortality. Because after that, I had my other grandfather pass a much scarier way. And that was... And then my grandmother passed. Oh, like a... every death is so different. And then I have had a friend take her own life. I've had a lot of different deaths. They haven't all gone the same way. Whoo! And then my mom most recent, no, not even my mom most recently. My mom, and then a year later, my uncle, the same way as my mom. And we have a tiny family. Like, me having this many deaths in the family, the numbers are not on my side. Ooh, not on my side. The only way that my mom's was different, My mom's was different, but I would have to marinate a little longer for how. But it didn't change how I feel about my own mortality. Noella said, we've been dating for 9 months and he hasn't said I love you yet. Okay, but can you tell that he loves you? Can you see it? Sometimes people are scared to say it, but if you can't see it and he hasn't said it, do you feel it? Obviously, everyone has their own timeline, but 9 months, maybe a year, I don't know. I really would just ask yourself, you're like, but can I tell that he loves me? Do I know that he loves me? Because words are just words. Jessica Wright wants to know, what's the meaning of your Army 45 tattoo? This is actually my grandpa who I was just speaking about. This is his email password in my handwriting. I would like it redone in a different way. Love the meaning of the tattoo. Would like to redo this tattoo. But also, what a time. Back in the day when you could have an email password as simple as Army 45. Incredible. Josie Wandra said, I need to know your favorite couples on Love Island. Since you didn't specify Love Island USA or Love Island UK, I'm going to answer it like UK. Also, USA is over. For UK, I am still holding out hope for Mimi and Io. Who knows? If they don't get together in this season, I do think that they will have a moment again in the outside world. They just, you know, that there's still sparks there. Nicole and Kieran, I can't believe that they are as solid as they are. Oh, I love seeing a man like fall madly in love for someone though, because he is whipped and I love it. That's not even fair. I want to take that back. My friend keeps saying that about him. I just think he's a man in love. He's just a man in love. The people I'm most attracted to in the season are Kieran and Io. I can't believe that Matilda is interested in Sean. That one blows my mind. But, you know, what do I know? I'm not there. And then I do like Mimi's current man. I also love Grace. I love Grace. I was into her and Joey, but then that really fell apart badly. And now he's horrible to her. Weird projection, dude, but okay. Jasnik asked, what's Obama's favorite restaurant, the one that you went to? The one I went to was in Martha's Vineyard, and it's called the Sweet Life Cafe. The appetizers we got were lackluster, but the entrees were really good. And our waitress was one of the ones that served him. So we chatted about that with her, and that was fun. Oh, this is really, really, really sweet. Mariella D., how does it make you feel to be a role model to people you don't know? I love you. What? That's so sweet. That's so sweet. I don't know. I can't really comprehend it. It does make me feel really excited and satisfied, though. I do like to know that I spend my week getting to make you guys feel part of a community, or at least I'm there for you. I had a new friend over yesterday during the burger night, and I was explaining to this new friend my podcast. She said, what do you talk about? And I said, of course, I love lighthearted, fun, and silly conversations and stories. But as an only child, and as you just heard, a lot of parental figures have passed in my life. So I needed guidance. And I know that I'm not the only one that needs guidance and needs to hear a little bit more of the difficult aspects of life, whether that is mortality, finances, love, getting in tune with your intuition, self-confidence and self-esteem, a little side reading here and there. But of course, sprinkling in, there wasn't very much style or makeup or beauty or anything in that realm on this episode, but, you know, a little lighthearted, a little bit heavier, and I like being a place that I can provide that. It is satisfying and it's a gratifying portion of my week. This is definitely the favorite thing that I do during the week. That's a really sweet question to answer, or a sweet question. It was more just a compliment posed as a question, but thank you. That made me smile. If you're on YouTube, you can see me smiling right now. You can probably hear me smiling. I feel like I have a voice that you can tell when I'm smiling. So I'll end this off here. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to know on Patreon, I'm going to answer some of the more juicy questions. I might tease a little bit about my last relationship. I was also asked about Lo Anthony. If you want to hear more about what it's like doing brand deals and how that process goes, and a little bit more about my management switching and what the back end of this industry looks like. I feel like that's probably a better place to pose that. So if you are interested in either of those, I'll get to that shortly. If not, thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, it means a lot if you rate it on the podcast app or leave a review. And remember to comment a guest that you want to see. So I'll talk to you guys next week. XOXO, Lexi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.